This is GQDN for Wednesday, September 13th, 2023. My mind's gone. You know me as Joe, and we are brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation, a Demon Slayer game, and a game hits level 25. Oh yeah. But we begin with you today with a couple of updates. Two stories from Destructoid. First one is saying that the official NVIDIA DLSS support is now coming to Starfield. And this is very, very important because after launching, Starfield did not have any DLSS support. And that was confirmed in a news post on Steam. But now, an NVIDIA driver that was released yesterday did have improved performance on the RTX GPUs. So the performance update 1.7.29 did hit Starfield today. So 2.5 gigabytes update improves performance and stability and reduces crashes while increases frame rates. So we'll see how that goes with the progression blocking quest bugs. We shall see what happens. But there could be some other things coming there as well. And that would have some certain environments like caves and some quality of life features will work as well, such as the eat button for food. But now you have to pick up food, then go to your inventory and find it to eat it. But once the feature is in, you'll be able to go to your inventory directly to eat the food. So it'll make things a little bit easier. And the features, what Destructoid is saying, should have been in Starfield from the start, but that's what the updates are for. Talking about updates, Nintendo Direct comes in tomorrow, 9/14/23, and that'll be at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It'll be on the different Nintendo channels, including YouTube. So, yep, right before lunch for me. Anyway, that will be up tomorrow, and that is something that we'll be talking about definitely tomorrow. I wonder what could be in there. Maybe a console? We'll see. I know it won't be in there. Minecraft? Well, maybe. I don't know if it's on Switch or not. But Minecraft Live will return this October. So next month for news and other things. Now that'll be some things going on like voting. And that'll be at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday the 13th in October. And the voting will close 1:15 on the 15th. So the winner will be announced during the live stream. So Minecraft Live will be on the 15th of October on YouTube. So right about 1:15, maybe 1:30. Well, Eurogamer did not give an official time. So, that'll be interesting. We'll see what it's in store for all of the Square worlds. Now, Horizon Forbidden West, the complete edition, will be coming to PC and PlayStation 5. This comes to us from GameSpot. And VGC did point out that Billy Bilkun did say that Horizon Forbidden West complete edition would come to Steam and the Epic Game Store within the next 30 days. But there's no specific date to it. And the complete edition for Forbidden West was also spotted by VGC in the Singapore ratings board. And they did see a PlayStation 5 version of the game. The complete edition bundles that goes along with the Burning Shores DLC. Now the add-on was never released on PlayStation 4. It was a PlayStation 5 exclusive. Now, Sony did state that it would expect to earn $450 million from PC games, and that's through March 2024. So how would Horizon Forbidden West help out with that goal? We'll see. And we'll see what happens if it does come to PC, along with a complete version to PlayStation 5. Now, according to the PlayStation 4 blog net, the Liza P will be coming out next week on PlayStation. So here's a bit of a description. Quote, Liza P is a thrilling Souls-like that takes the story of Pinocchio, turns it on its head, and sets against the darkly. elegant backdrop of the Belle Europa. You're a puppet created by Geppetto, who's caught in a web of lies with unimaginable monsters and untrustworthy figures, standing between you and the events that have been fallen on Eliza P. You're awakened by a mysterious voice that guides you through the plague of the city Krat, once a lively place that has not been, poisoned by madness and bloodlust. In our soul-like, you must adapt yourself and your weapons to face untold horrors, untangle the unfathomable secrets of the city elites, and choose whether to confront predicaments with the truth or weave. The lies to overcome them are on a journey to find yourself. Confront those people who manipulate the strings of treachery, the doomed Krat. And what about an artiste? Well, the Final Fantasy artist, Yoshitaka Amano, is working on a new game in old art. Kotaku had an interview with him, and they were doing some back and forth about his past and, well, what he liked to do with his artwork. Because he did like to draw some pretty cute girls. And he did remind the interviewer, Jason Schreier, I do apologize, butchered names, that women are attractive. So here is some of that conversation. And I am quoting the artist, quote, "In my free time, I naturally draw female characters. I think as a male, we know who we are, but women are more mysterious. It's really complicated and hard work." So he was also talking about the AI-generated art, and there he said was, quote, "It doesn't really pertain to me. I just love drawing pictures. For AI, you have to feed in information, and then it creates something for you. For example," and he went to his shimmering black hat that he was wearing around New York for the quote, "As a person, you can throw the hat if you want to." He did toss the hat for the quote, "But AI wouldn't just do that. Maybe in the future, the data where it would be humans to have to make that action. As a human, you do it and you're enjoying it." There was more quotations to that, but still, all is good. Now we get to PlayStation because, okay, it's PlayStation blog, because they're saying that Spyro is now 25 years old. What? Okay, so on September 9th, 1998, that dragon made his debut on PlayStation, and he became the main character because of the trilogy at Toys for Bob, and a lot of people, even a certain stack-up leader named John, did enjoy the game. Maybe it wasn't him, maybe it was someone named Perky. Anyway, Ted Price, the president of Insomniac Games, did put on the station blog, quote, "We had just shipped out our first game, Disruptor, and we're brainstorming on what to do next. Our longtime partner and producer, Mark Cerny, pointed out that there was a notable vacuum in the family-friendly market on the PlayStation. Shortly afterward, Craig Stitt, who had been creating environment on the Disruptor, said, I've always wanted to make a game featuring a dragon, and we're off to the races. Brian Hastings, I'll make this one short, said, quote, From a gameplay perspective, our goals initially were just to figure out how to make 3D platforms gameplay work. It sounds straightforward now, but back then we had never made one before, and there were a lot of challenges to figure out. For instance, how to make a fast movement work in 3D without giving players motion sickness, how to create intuitive controls in three-dimensional space without an analog stick, and how to create platforming and combat challenges without the precise sense of distance from 2D, and just generally what kinds of metrics resulted in fun-loving design space in 3D. Further quote, While we look back at the original Spyro the Dragon title as a classic from PlayStation 1 library, it wasn't an immediate success upon release. For a small developer working on an entirely new game, Insomniac took risks in creating a new franchise, but it paid off as the love of Purple Dragon spread amongst PlayStation owners. So eventually it did work. And there's a lot of pictures and a lot of talking between the different developers, including Paul Yan, the co-studio head for Toys for Bob. Also, I already said Brian Hastings and John Ferrito, who is the head of operations of Insomniac Games. That goes along with Ted Price. And they were thanking the players for playing the game. But I wonder if there's going to be more story to him, though, for Spyro. Now, we go to rockpapershotgun.com because No Man's Sky did something a little unthinkable. We know that Starfield is out. And what happened was No Man's Sky took its coattails because, and this according to Sean Murray on Twitter, X, quote, 7 years in and No Man's Sky is having its biggest month in the last few years across all platforms, PC, Xbox, Game Pass, Switch, PlayStation, Mac, and VR. Welcome to the community. So why is he saying that? Because the concurrent players went from 34,000 people last July and went over 40,000 players, and that's according to Steam. So what's the actual number? 50,000? 60,000? But yeah, the numbers went up. Good job to them. But if you're into Mario Party, there's a Demon Slayer game coming next year. According to IGN, they were looking at Sega, because at Sega on X did say, quote, Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, sweep the board, rolls to Nintendo Switch in 2024. Embark on an adventure through the iconic settings from the anime in this action-packed board game. Compete with your friends as you brave elements on your quest to become stronger, the strongest Demon Slayer. So it's coming to Nintendo Switch. Coming out next year. According to pictures that I've seen, it does look like a Mario Kart. I'm sorry, Mario Games. Mario Party. It does look like Mario Party. But PlayStation does have a big update, so I gotta turn mine on. Because, according to the PlayStation blog again, the beta features are rolling out globally today. So maybe you may see these soon. So what are they? I'm not gonna get into detail, but I'll just go over to the basic titles. One, there'll be PlayStation Remote Play support on additional Android devices. There'll be a new voice command options, and it'll be in the US and UK limited release. New PlayStation app enhancements. There will be some new accessibility features like a second controller for assistance. System UI haptic feedback. Support for compatible Dolby Atmos enabled audio devices. A social feature enhancement. A share screen preview. You could join friends game sessions quite easily if you have the same game. Game Hub tournament tile, and you can react to messages with emojis. You have ease of use features, such as search for games in your library. You have game help improvements. You could discover new features as well, such as game lists, game captures, music. You can mute the PlayStation 5 beat sound. Beep, beep. And you have support for a larger capacity. Well, you will have that. Maybe you'll have these too on PlayStation, because the new game catalog is coming out, and here's what's coming. Well, you will have on PlayStation Plus, Nier Replicant, okay? I'm not gonna get into the version, that's way too long in the numbers. 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, Sid Meier's Civilization 6, Star Ocean, The Divine Force, Sniper Ghost Warrior Contracts 2, Odin's Sphere, Unpacking, Planet Coaster Console Edition, This War of Mine Final Cut, Cloud Punk, Contra, Rogue Corps, Cores, Tales Noir, Call of the Sea, West of the Dead, Star Ocean Integrity and Faithlessness, Paw Patrol, The Movie Adventurous City Calls, that's all an extra, the premium one has, Star Ocean First Departure R, Star Ocean Till the End of Time, Star Ocean Last Hope, 4K and FHD remaster, and Dragon's Crown Pro. A lot of Dragon Quest. I'm sorry, a lot of Star Ocean. My bad, Dragon Quest and for quite a while yet. That's where my brain is today. My brain is not with Don Forge, though. This has been a Don Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow. Looks like for some Nintendo news. So go play some games, people.